This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, the Equality Act puts Christian schools in jeopardy. Learn how you can stand up for religious freedom. That story right after this short message.
Virginia teachers, take the lead in education with up to 64% off your graduate degree at Liberty University. This year has forced you to innovate, adapt, overcome, and you've not only risen to the challenge, you've crushed it. Now help education emerge from this crisis stronger than ever with your MAT or MED degree. Our transfer-friendly degree programs are 100% online and start as low as $282 per credit hour. It's our thanks for all you do for our future. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
The First Amendment of the United States Constitution establishes that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. This puts the free exercise of religion before even freedom of speech. But now, Congress is attempting to bypass the established law of the land that has protected religious freedoms for generations. Matt Staver is the founder and chairman of Liberty Council, and they are one of the leaders in the fight against House Resolution 5, also known as the Equality Act. Staver says that the radical LGBTQ Human Rights Coalition is demanding that President Biden strip Christian schools and colleges of their accreditation, and the intentionally misleading Equality Act will accomplish their goal, and more. The Equality Act has already passed in the House of Representatives by a narrow margin, and is now live in the Senate, where Staver says it can be stopped if we voice opposition now. If it would become law, H.R. 5 would require schools to accept abortion, and schools that offer health insurance for students must include abortion coverage, even private and religious schools. H.R. 5 would also impose LGBTQ and all that goes with it into every aspect of the school. That would affect the school staff, teachers, restrooms, lockers, showers, dorms, sports, and more. The bill intends to override all state and local laws forcing religious institutions to accept and even promote sexual deviance in all varieties or be punished. In practice, the Equality Act revokes religious freedom exemptions and protections, like the 1993 Religious Freedom Restoration Act that was passed unanimously in the House and 97-3 in the Senate, and then signed by President Bill Clinton. The RFRA was supported by people on both sides of the political and social aisles. New York Senator Chuck Schumer, who sponsored the RFRA in 93, now wants to revoke it in favor of the Equality Act, which even says that the RFRA cannot be raised as a defense. Schools that would refuse to hire a crossdresser or pedophile would be punished. Schools that won't allow boys in girls' locker rooms would also be punished. If a Christian school teaches, even in biology class, that there are only two genders, they will be penalized. Staver says that colleges and universities that lose accreditation will be devastated. Students will not be eligible for student loans, nor will most graduate schools accept applications from unaccredited schools. Law students who graduate from an unaccredited school will not be able to take the bar exam, meaning they will not be lawyers. The same is true for many professional degrees. Staver and Liberty Council say that this bill shreds the very foundations of our country and is a direct assault on our Judeo-Christian values and our unalienable right to religious freedom. They say that the best way to stop this bill from passing and becoming law is to keep the filibuster in the Senate going. To stop a filibuster, they would need 60 votes, and the Democrats only have 50. The plan is that every minute of every day, someone will be on the floor to object, which will force a full vote. They are working with senators to guard the Senate floor and need your voice to send a strong message. The Equality Act seeks to silence every person and organization, including churches and schools, that will not embrace LGBTQ and abortion. We can stop this bill if we all respond now. Liberty Council's strategy is to collect signatures for a petition and fax Congress. While the senators may try to hide from you, they can't ignore a fax that appears in their office. They say that the secret of faxing's impact is that members of Congress may not turn off their fax machines. Liberty Council has set up an automatic way that you can easily send a fax through their website, lc.org, to the senators who urgently need to hear your voice. This is the time to make your voice be heard. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.